Today we have a passage from John chapter 6, the great Eucharistic chapter where Jesus teaches about the bread of life, that he himself is the bread of life come down from heaven. Unless we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we have no life within us. Now the Lord had already just multiplied the loaves and fish and fed the 5,000, and yet the crowd is still unbelieving. The crowd says, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you?" And the Lord had just worked a great miracle, the multiplication of the loaves and fish, but now they're still asking for a sign. They're still asking for a miracle. Perhaps they wanted this every day, not just a one-time event, but perhaps they wanted something every day. And it's very similar to the woman at the well. She says to Jesus, "Give us this water always so I don't have to keep coming to the well." So the people today say, "Give us this bread always." They wanted an ongoing miracle. And they even said, "Our ancestors ate manna in the desert," which they did for 40 years, where God fed them manna in the desert. So they wanted an ongoing miracle. They wanted a continual presence of bread so they would always be full and never be hungry. Just like the woman at the well said, she always wanted this water every day so she wouldn't have to keep coming to the well. So they said, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe?" And they said, "Our answer is manna in the desert." Now, how does the Lord respond to this? Because they were claiming that it was Moses who gave them this bread, and if he was the Messiah, he'd be doing something greater than Moses. So Jesus says, "Amen, amen. Truly, truly, I say to you, it wasn't Moses who gave you the bread from heaven. It was my Father." So notice how often Jesus claims divinity in this short passage. He says it was my Father. He's calling God his Father, and of course that would be making himself equal to God. "It was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." It's interesting when Saint Augustine comments on this passage. Augustine wrote, "The Lord spoke of himself in a way that made him superior to Moses. For Moses never dared to say that he would give them food which would never perish, but would endure to eternal life. Jesus promises much more than Moses did. Moses promised a kingdom, a land flowing with milk and honey, good health, and other temporal blessings, plenty for the belly, but food which perishes. Whereas Christ promised food which never perishes, but which endures forever." Because then the Lord would respond that it would be God himself who would give this bread which would come down from heaven and gives life to the world. And so the crowd says, "Sir, give us this bread always." And then Jesus responds, again, a claim of divinity, "I am the bread of life." Those words, "I am," are a divine phrase. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus now says, "I am the bread of life." So he's saying he's not going to give a physical bread like a manna. He's going to give himself. "I am the very bread of life." Only God could say that he is the very sustenance, the very staff of life, the very bread of life, the nourishment we need for our souls. "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." So what we have in today's gospel is a very profound claim of divinity. Jesus Christ claiming to be God, saying that God is his Father, that he is the true bread that has come down from heaven. He is far greater than the manna, because the manna only nourished them physically. He would nourish their soul. That he is the very bread of life, which gives life to the world, and that those who come to him will never hunger, those who believe in him will never thirst. Of course, when we think of this passage, we, of course, as Catholics, realize how Jesus is the bread of life. In the Holy Eucharist, he comes down from heaven every day upon the altar, and we receive him in Holy Communion, not only every Sunday, but those of you, of course, here every day, that he is our daily bread. He is the bread of life, and we come to Jesus. So the Lord is truly present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And that, of course, is how Jesus fulfills his claim that he is the bread of life.